W62DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There's been a staggering rise in the number of dead just this morning from the catastrophic earthquake hitting part of Turkey and Syria. The death toll is now up to at least 19,000.
The Turkish military has now been deployed inside the earthquake zone amid growing criticism about a sluggish response. The operation is still underway to try and reach people trapped under the rubble. The reality is that this has now become a recovery operation.
ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell in Turkey. International crews are arriving to help. President Biden heads to Tampa today, touting plans to strengthen Social Security and Medicare while lowering health care costs. The president also has made news, telling PBS his classified documents were stray papers from 1974 and blames office relocations that were not done well. Tornadoes overnight in the Deep South. One twister north of New Orleans overturned a trailer with a woman, a toddler, and an infant inside. They all survived with only minor injuries. This is ABC News. Ukrainian officials tell ABC News they're expecting Russia to step up its attacks in the next week and a half ahead of the first anniversary of the invasion. Meanwhile, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge,
the Ukrainian president this morning in the heart of Europe, attending a summit of EU leaders, part of a high-stakes trip as the war in Ukraine enters a critical phase. Zelensky addressing the European Parliament,
Slava Ukraini,
shouting glory to Ukraine. Only a victory for Ukraine, he says, can protect European values.
Zelensky was in Great Britain yesterday, pushing the West to send fighter jets to Ukraine. He's also making an appeal for Ukraine to join the European Union. And the music world has lost a legendary composer. Burt Bacharach, who put together songs like Say a Little Prayer, has died. Among his other compositions was Walk On By and Do You Know the Way to San Jose. Burt Bacharach has died at 94. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Inside.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a snow day for dozens of school districts throughout southern Wisconsin. Lots of heavy snow mixed with windy conditions make for bad visibility for drivers. Several communities are declaring street clearing emergencies. Far southwest Wisconsin could get the worst of it by the time it's over. Grant County is under a winter storm warning. First responders rescued 11 people stranded on an ice floe in Door County earlier this week. Five adults and six kids were stuck on a large sheet of ice on Green Bay, just northwest of Sturgeon Bay. It happened Monday. The Coast Guard is urging people to be careful when going out on the ice, especially with fluctuating temperatures on the Great Lakes. In sports, the Badgers beat Penn State last night 79-74. The Bucks are at the Lakers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Who's there?
It's Hoozles.
Hoozles who?
Hoozles at the Lakes on Alpine Drive in Rome. Visit us and enjoy great pizza, fish fry, burgers, specialty sandwiches you won't find anywhere else in the area. Hoozles at the Lakes full bar includes domestic craft beer, drink specials, and our famous Bloody Mary in Long Island. Live music and events? We've got you covered there too. Bring family and friends for trivia, bingo, and great local music. All at Hoozles at the Lakes, Alpine Drive in Rome.
Find out more at hoozlesatthelakes.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people about to stay in love is one, they say. Let's change with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind. Ahead lies mystery.
You always make my job hard because I always have to interrupt some wonderful, wonderful, you know, song, man, that I could just listen to again and again and again. And thanks for playing that great music. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to go back to the question that I was asking before we went to break. And it's whether or not, you know, you keep hearing that 70% of the American people don't want to see Joe Biden run again. You know, and I don't know if that, in fact, is the right number. It probably is without question inflated. But I do know that myself, as a guy who supported Joe Biden over 40 years, 50 years, always supported Joe Biden, always thought Joe Biden was just a wonderful and brilliant man. And to, when I see him now, you know, that's, you know, it, all of us. I mean, I should be so blessed and lucky to be, if I live to be 80 and can move around and cognitively be where Joe Biden is, and to keep a schedule as rigorous as Joe Biden does. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I know that, you know, he's 80 years old. And the fact that, you know, he's human. And can anyone imagine keeping a schedule that the President of the United States has to keep? I remember from George Bush Jr., Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. Look at the before pictures of those men And 4 years later, and look at their hair going from being whatever color it was to white. I mean, that's the stress of being the president of the United States for 4 years, and those men were all in their 50s when they became president. Joe Biden is 80. Let's go to the phone lines and Andy from Beaver Dam. Hey, Andy, how you doing, man? What do you say?
Too bad at all. I know there's a lot of factors that play into this, but I think if he continues, you know, his doctors tell him whatever. Of course, anything can happen. He can have a stroke in a minute. But
he's 80 years old.
I know. I'm between you and him, age wise, and I never live up to it, but there's something about
Joe. You aren't running. You aren't in the most powerful seat on the planet.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I understand, but maybe it depends on. Maybe there's a factor about who runs for vice president in case he comes incapacitated or something. You know, not that you want to use that as a prerequisite, but I think we'll have to see. I think he in his mind knows what he wants to do, and I don't know, people say, oh, he's going to make a decision any time. I guess you have to get running again.
Oh, he's running. There's no question. Yeah. He's running.
He's going to go.
Yes.
And we remember Ronald Reagan, who at the end, towards the end of his second term, he was already suffering from the
dementia
and Alzheimer's. And he started running when he was 69. But there's just something about the determination of that Irishman Biden that, you know, makes I'm really, you know, impressed in his discussion yesterday with people. You know, I mean, sure, he makes a few slip-ups in his words, but he knows that right afterwards.
No, but Andy, you remember Joe Biden from 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's always been a brilliant man, and he's always been able to outmaneuver and outthink and outfox people politically.
Right. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. I don't know. The next question is, in the Democratic field,
who would be next? And that was the question. That was the next question that I was going to pose.
Yeah.
Is who would be that next person? And I think there's something, you know, I think there's something wrong because you look, Bernie Sanders is older than President Biden.
Right. Yep.
And yet, you know, if someone said to me, well, what would you say about Bernie Sanders? Well, you look at Bernie Sanders, he certainly is wearing his age well. Is it safe to say that?
I would say so, yeah.
And his cognitive abilities, still very strong. His ability to be quick-witted and quick of thought. Again, I'm not sitting here and saying that, you know, Joe Biden should be, you know, booted to the pastor. I'm not saying that. I'm saying realistically, we're not talking about Joe Biden of today. And,
right.
You know, February, what's today? 9th. February 9th, you know, of 2023. We would be talking about Joe Biden February 9th of 2027. Or 2029, you know, because realistically, that's what we would be talking about.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of things can happen in 4 years.
Right. Well, 6 years, because he's still got two more.
Got a couple more years to go yet. Yeah.
Hey, Andy, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, it is something to think about. And it's not, and I don't think any of you would, it would be that I'm, you know, knocking the Democrats, or that I'm saying Ron DeSantis should be the person that we should be looking at, or Donald Trump. None of that foolishness. I'm just saying that, you know, we really must give this some serious thought. He's not superhuman. He's a human being. And the life cycle of all of us is limited, including his. Here's what I would say. Yeah, it's never been done before in the annals of the history of this nation. There's never been a man ever in the history of the country that ran for president of the United States at 80 years old. Never been done. That's how unusual the time is. And if we somehow can't understand that, or we have, you know, reasons for not wanting to look at it from that perspective, that's what you need to look at. Ronald Reagan, I think, at some point in time, 69 years old, I remember when he ran, and people said he's too old. That man is too old to run for president. You know, and this year I'll be 69. Man, I don't think that at 69, you know, you're done with, you know. I mean, I don't think you have to retire or give in to father time. Not at 69, but at 80? Come on, man. Come on. I'm not beating up Joe Biden. I support him. I've supported him throughout almost all of his time in public office. As a matter of fact, when he became the vice president of the United States, I remember being on a radio show and telling a group of guys that Barack Obama was going to select Joe Biden as his running mate. And they laughed me out of the studio. But it was because, again, I had focused on and knew who Joe Biden was. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm still going to stick with this for a little while longer. I'd love to hear, you know, we got to face it. We'll be right back.
Write the words again that all in love is fair. A writer takes his pen to write the words again that all in love is
curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 35. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tonight, lows dip down to about 21. Cloudy, partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. 1 to 3 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
UKRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I go to the phone lines, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I was looking out the window, and all this rain, and I was thinking about, man, what a dreary, dreary day, right? Man, it's raining. It's, you know, it's winds blowing a little bit, man. What a horrible day. And then I thought, hey, man, it's February 9th. And it's raining, not snowing. That can't be a miserable day. You know, it's melting the rest of the snow that was on the ground. It's a great day. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, I'd like to say that first, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I must also remind people that we had a person that had the capacity of a 13-year-old that was the previous occupant of the White House, and, you know, that didn't seem to bother people. I'm all for this Joe Biden, the Joe Biden I saw the other night. I know he may be losing some... a little bit, but I think what he loses, he still has probably more experience and more know-how than any of those younger people, to tell you the truth. So the stuff he forgets, he still remembers more or knows more than they know. I'm happy that we're moving in a more American direction where we're really, really looking out for the middle class. And I hope that people, you know, hold him to account in terms of the things that he said about, you know, getting unions stronger and moving in that FDR direction. So that's where I'm at with the whole thing.
Well, Tom.
That we don't elect a king, we elect a president. You know, and there's a difference. So I mean, again, the power comes from the people.
So here's again, I am a supporter of President Biden, as I said before.
Yes.
Going back almost 50 years, I supported Joe Biden. I support him today. But right. but to somehow think that 4 years from now, 6 years from now, you know, that's not going to have some major impact on him, I think is just not accurate.
Right.
You know,
no, I totally agree.
Okay, so
I completely agree, but I think also it's about the people that you put behind you, and it's the people that you put in your cabinet, and it's the people that, you know, where he still will know even at that age, if possible. If not, I mean, there's people, you know, that die at 30. There's people that, you know, things happen.
I'm not unmindful that there are aberrations where young people die, you know, babies die.
Right.
But
I know I think we're on the same point here in some ways, but I mean, I agree with you, what you're saying. I'm just saying if the country is moving in a more FDR type direction, which is about building a foundation for the country and everything, rather than this corporatocracy stuff, I am all for whatever way we're moving right now.
You know, Bernie Sanders is older than Joe Biden. Moves
yep.
around as well,
yep.
if not better. Is mine is quicker.
Yep.
And we think
it is.
Yeah. Well, I hear.
I mean, he could have the same problems. It's what we're seeing on the outward. I think honestly, what's happening, if you want to know the truth, is I think as Joe Biden gets older, I think that the stuttering thing.
No, I'm not talking about the stuttering
apparent.
Thing, Tom. Okay. You know,
because the other night, actually, the other night when the State of the Union was going on, when he first came out and he was kind of reading through the speech kind of fast and stuff and reading the teleprompter. I was like, "Oh my God!"
No, Tom, I watched the
but
same
honestly,
thing. I see the same thing you
right.
see.
But then, when he started interacting actually with, you know, the people, and then all of a sudden put them on notice about Social Security and all that stuff. When he went off the teleprompter, is when I started liking him.
So Tom,
because
help
of the
me.
Fact that he was just being the real him.
So help me understand how never before in the history of this nation has there ever been a man running for office of the presidency at 80 years old, 82 years old. Never been.
Well, I think the difference is that 82 today is different maybe than 82
okay.
years ago. I mean, you know what, the bottom line is you're right. He's older. There is no doubt that that's going to be an issue coming up. I mean, you're absolutely correct. I don't think Bernie really should run if he was even that old, you know, and you know how much I love Bernie.
Right. But here's what I would say then, Tom. Let's say it comes to a point where it doesn't happen, right? You know, because,
right.
you know,
right.
John Fetterman's a young man, and John Fetterman
yep.
is hospitalized this morning. Because of feeling lightheaded. John
okay.
Fetterman, for people who don't know,
had a stroke
and ran for United States Senate and was able to overcome it. Where is he out of Pittsburgh or somewhere? I forgot where it was.
Pennsylvania.
And so he's facing some medical issues. All of us face medical issues at some point in time.
Yep.
But Tom, if it's not Joe Biden, then who?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
okay, so,
people I think of course, if you want to go the other way, it'd be like Gavin Newsom from California, or maybe the governor from Washington, or the governor from that just got elected,
but
in Pennsylvania.
But the only one we really know that we would say would be John Newsom. Because he's the name that many of us would know. Hey, Tom, we got to
yep,
go to break.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
844.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There's been a staggering rise in the number of dead just this morning from the catastrophic earthquake hitting part of Turkey and Syria. The death toll is now up to at least 19,000.
The Turkish military has now been deployed inside the earthquake zone amid growing criticism about a sluggish response. The operation is still underway to try and reach people trapped under the rubble. The reality is that this has now become a recovery operation.
ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell in Turkey. International crews are arriving to help. President Biden heads to Tampa today, touting plans to strengthen Social Security and Medicare while lowering health care costs. The president also has made news telling PBS his classified documents were stray papers from 1974 and blames office relocations that were not done well. Tornadoes overnight in the Deep South. One twister north of New Orleans overturned a trailer with a woman, a toddler, and an infant inside. They all survived with only minor injuries. This is ABC News.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee has two of the worst traffic bottlenecks in the country. Those are the Marquette Interchange and the Zoo Interchange. At least that's according to research by the American Transportation Research Institute. The study goes on to say congestion leads to 1.2 billion hours of lost trucking productivity every year. That adds up to $74 billion a year. A lifetime fishing license may someday be a thing in Wisconsin. There's a bill in the state legislature to let people pay a one-time fee of $570, but they never have to pay again for the rest of their lives. The bill's author is State Senator Pat Teston, who says it could encourage more people to fish and boost Wisconsin's environmental stewardship programs. In sports, the Badgers beat Penn State last night, 79-74. The Bucks are at the Lakers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, what the Republican Party and where it's headed and the people you now see who are really cartoon characters. And yet you can laugh and we can joke and we can talk about just how ridiculous these people are. And yet these people are in leadership positions in the Congress. It is an amazing, amazing thing that has happened over the last several years in the Republican Party that really makes you stop and pause and see and ask why anybody who is a Republican and sees what we all know, it's just the height of insanity that you can continue to support what you see before your eyes. And I have to ask you, what are you basing your beliefs on? When there are people like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and the guy who Santos and others, and these people are somehow in leadership. I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others, and you somehow think that's a good thing, and then you compare that, and you say, well, you guys have the same thing on the other side, and then they mention Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or some of the others. There's no comparison with those young people in Congress on the Democratic side of things with what is coming up under the Republican side of things. And I'll tell you, you know, when you hear Lauren Boebert, like we did the other day after President Biden's speech, come out and not do her due diligence. I mean, I come on the radio 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And it is more than a notion to try to come on these airways and try to make sure that what you are talking about, you have at least done some research on it and not just come out here and just run off at the mouth and not be able to back up the things you are saying with truth. And I'm just a lowly local talk show host. But imagine being a congressperson who goes before the world and not have your facts right. And yet you keep running off at the mouth every opportunity you get. You know, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's Lauren Boebert. That's Matt Gaetz. You know, that's on and on and on. On and on and on. And you just have to ask the question, man, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness? So Lauren Boebert, the other day, condemned President Joe Biden for shutting down the schools during the epidemic. That's what she did. And yet you find out, those of us who knew, it wasn't, you know, Joe Biden who made the call to shut down the schools. Everybody knew that but her. But she goes right out in front of the world with her ignorance, and doesn't try to hide any of it. Well, you can't hide it if that's who and what you are. She's just been reelected to another term, people knowing of her ignorance, and that doesn't matter. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is altogether a completely different animal that we probably haven't seen much of before. Let's go to the phone lines and Paul from Waukesha. Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing, man? Long time no hear from.
What do you say? Yeah, long time no hear. I was on vacation. I got to disagree with you on quite a few points.
Go ahead.
I mean, this is all recent history. We all just lived through this with the lockdowns, the not sending the kids to school, the forced vaccines.
Was Joe Biden the one who shut down the schools? That's the question.
No, but he did force vaccines. No, that was up to specific governors.
We didn't say anything about forcing vaccines. We said shut down the schools. I was talking about shutting down the schools.
Well, that was obviously a county-by-county thing. And, yes, in Milwaukee County, Dane County, maybe Green Bay, yes, they shut down their schools. That did a lot of damage to kids, no doubt about it.
So why didn't this congresswoman, before she went before the world saying Joe Biden is the person who shut down the schools, why did she not know that?
Well, he supported that. Everybody knows.
It's not a question of whether he supported it or not. It's she said he's the person who shut down the schools.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things, you know. Did you listen to the president the other night?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. I'm not the president of the United States.
What was it that he said that, that you think was...
Okay, he was talking about non-compete clauses, where a person from Taco Bell can't go work at Burger King because he has to sign a non-compete clause. What kind of foolishness is that? I mean, that's absolute insanity. When he talked about something about prescription drugs, but he couldn't get the word prescription out of his mouth, he mumbled through that. I didn't even know what he was trying to say, and I had to, you know, see a meme on a left-wing website that was, you know, interpreted what he was trying to say. So, you know,
Go ahead.
No, I said, why would you mention anything in regards to a non-compete clause with, you know, Taco Bell and Burger King? That's the most ridiculous, foolish thing I've... There's something wrong with Joe.
Let me say this. I don't know about the non-compete clause, but he certainly talked about some things
that challenge
the views of those on the right. That far outweighed whether or not there was a non-compete clause with Burger King and whomever. That didn't amount to a whole hill of beans.
But you heard him say it, right? You watched his speech, right?
No, I didn't hear
you heard him talk.
I didn't hear that part of it. But that part of the speech and the non-compete clause with Burger King and whatever, with the complete speech,
you might want to watch it over again. Now I work third shift, so I was up at about 8:30, quarter to nine. Between 8:30 and nine is when he made that little statement. I don't know how long that would have been into his speech, but even Kamala was laughing. So,
well, you know,
and that's a bit of people saying things. You know, everybody says something, you know, and that's the president of the United States. I know he didn't look. You asked why. Conservative people.
I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest, Paul. You see some of the people who are in Congress right now, Republican congressmen and senators, and what there have been in the past, and you can't say that there isn't, because even amongst the Republicans and who've been around a while, they all agree that something is going on, man. The Republican Party is certainly not what it was before, and the people who they are electing to office aren't exactly the, you know, the brightest of the bright.
I would have to say that the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton or even his wife. They have went so far left. They, you know, it used to be that Democrats and Republicans differed a little bit, but they still had to, you know, they were trying to accomplish the same thing, get to the same place, but they had slightly different ways of going about it. You have one party that has just went completely left, and
let me ask you this, Paul. When you say going so far to the left, what do you mean by going to the left? As if, you know, moving to the left is some criminal element. What do you mean when you say moving to the left?
Oh, man,
I'm just trying to figure out. I hear people throwing that term around. What is moving to the left?
Okay.
You know, what I believe when I hear people talk about the left is that people are saying, look, we want fair and equitable opportunities for everybody. We want a government that does what it can for the people and not so much for corporations. If that's moving to the left, we want a government that is going to do everything within its power to make sure that the children are educated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So which politician in government, right, left, Republican or Democrat or other, is not controlled by a corporation? Which one? Joe Biden, he's not controlled by a corporation. Name one Republican, name one Democrat. Bernie Sanders, a Republican. Okay, all filled with dirt money.
But you said moving to the left. I'm trying to understand what that is.
Now, I'll get back to my original point with Maoism. During Chairman Mao's, great leap forward in China, they used class warfare. There was a teacher that, was wearing a nice dress, maybe a nice pair of shoes. The next thing you know, you've got a 14-year-old showing up at your door with an AK-47. Well, they realized that class warfare didn't work in America, because we're the most prosperous country in the world. So we have to find something that works. And they found race. And they are using race. White people are using race. White people in positions of power are using race against us because they are finding that works.
Hey, who is us? Okay, so let me say this to you, Paul. When you say they're using race, again, those of us who've lived in this country long enough, we know the history of it. And so, we know the history of race and what race was and who created that divide between the races, right?
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no kid rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 35, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tonight, lows dip down to about 21, cloudy, partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27, 1 to 3 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show The Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mixed precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 36, north winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tonight. Lows level off around 22. Cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Make you wanna
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Sherman from Racine. Hey, Sherman, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. Good morning, man. Good morning. Hey,
man.
Look, before I get started, I was listening up to Dial earlier, and Michelle was saying that there was a loss. Did you suffer a loss in your family, Earl?
No.
Okay. She was talking about somebody else again. Okay, look, man, listening to Paul and just thinking about that spectacle during the State of the Union, and it just seems to me, especially as I was listening to Paul, we're not that far apart. Paul, as he was talking and he said the jungle, he didn't realize what he was saying. I really don't believe he meant no harm.
Well, I know, but see, he didn't mean any harm, but he doesn't understand. I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. He doesn't understand that there are other people out here who that was offensive to. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, having worked in corporate 40 years, man, before I retired, I encountered this all the time. And I also got it from the other side. I have to, you know, some people, you know, of color say things insensitive sometimes, you know. But because, quote unquote, or better yet, they were in charge, it comes off more hurtful when it comes from a person that's not of color. So I kind of overlooked that. When he said going to the left, I took that as a figure of speech. You know what I'm saying? I took that. But when he started talking about Mao and stuff like that, I get his logic, but he's not applying it properly. Because in here in America, we've always had a progressive tax system. When Alexander Hamilton and they were talking about this And at the turn of the last century, when they came up with the central bank and all of that, they put a progressive tax system in place because that was the American way. If you made more, you need to contribute more. Now, here in the last 40 years since Reagan them came in, all of a sudden, the rich folks don't want to pay their fair share. And the problem with that is when you take that $125 million tax cut that Diana Hendricks got last year, or Fred Uihlein, that $90 million, that's $200 million that us regular folks got to make up, because the money has to be made up, or we're going to not have services. How many? What, we had 82 school districts in the state of Wisconsin in November have a referendum about funding their school districts? We got police forces and firefighters that are fire departments who don't have enough money to fund. We got $10 million sitting in Madison that they won't spend. Why? Why? What? So you're going to send a tax break back and homeowners might get $200 and people who ain't homeowners don't get nothing and rich people get some thousands. And nothing gets done, and then we're sitting there saying, well, why aren't there enough teachers? Well, when I call the police, how come there are no officers? Because don't nobody want to pay no taxes.
Hey, Sherman, man.
Go ahead, Earl. I'm listening.
Yeah, listen, man, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. But I want to say this to Paul and others like Paul. Talk about Democrats moving to the left and saying they want to bring race into the equation. Democrats. And so to say that people on the left want to bring race into a discussion is actually a ridiculous statement. Race has always been that problem that has separated this nation since the earliest infancy of it. And to say that it is now Democrats who want to bring race into the discussion in this country is just ridiculous. Race is an issue, always has been, always will be, and until people are willing to accept that and work towards correcting that, it's always going to be an issue and a problem. And it's not just Democrats. You know, race is not an issue with just Republicans. It's an issue with Democrats at times. And so it should be talked about. It should be talked about every day. As long as it continues to exist and people continue to be judged by that, then it should be talked about every day. I don't care who feels bad about it. Because what happens when the discussion of race happens in this society, there is a segment of this society that gets mistreated and has been mistreated, and that should never be forgotten. Listen, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio.
Yes!
Yeah, I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.